Mishnah Dalet, one of the forms of work which is forbidden on both Shabbos and Yom Tov is Makir B'Patish, which refers to completing something and doing the last stage to form a particular product, a particular item. And one way to violate this Avera is known as Tikkun Mona, which refers to either making or repairing a utensil. If you make something which is going to have a particular use to it, you make a new utensil that is forbidden under the category of work known as Makir B'Patish. And so the Mishnah gives three examples of that. Two which are forbidden midoraisa and one which is forbidden midrabanon. Firstly, in Prischenes Haner, it is forbidden to open up something for the sake of a lamp. So you would take a ball of clay and make a sort of hole in it, or dig a bit into that ball of clay in order to allow it to contain oil, which you would pour in and use that clay utensil as a lamp. Ner in the Mishnah pretty much always refers to not the candle itself, and not the flame itself, but to the container in which the oil goes, and the wick goes inside of that, and then you light the wick. But the ner itself refers to the container, the lamp, which contains both the oil and the wick. So it's forbidden to form a lamp, because that is considered to be making a new utensil. Even though you didn't add anything onto the clay, you just pressed it a bit, it now functions as a new utensil, as a lamp. Secondly, vein osim pechomim b'yom tov, it's forbidden to make charcoal on Yom Tov by making coals burn. Even though there's not much use to charcoal, certain professional workers do use it. For example, those who process gold use charcoal, so it's considered to be a useful utensil, and therefore is called tikkun mona, and it is forbidden midoraisa under the category of work called makir b'patish. Now the third example of the Mishnah is forbidden midrabanon, because it appears like you are making a new utensil, even though all you are doing is just splitting a utensil into two. And that is, vein chizkenes apsila l'shnayim, it is forbidden to cut a wick. If you have a long wick, it's forbidden to cut it into two wicks. Even though technically speaking, all you're doing is cutting it in half, it's true you're going to have two wicks now, but you yourself are not creating a new utensil. Nevertheless, it is forbidden midrabanon. Now, Rabbi Yehuda provides a slight leniency. Rabbi Yehuda says, chizcha ba'uri shtei neiros, you can cut it using fire into two different wicks, which would then be lit immediately. And the Gemara explains that you would have two lamps with oil inside of them, and you would have this long wick, which you place one end into one lamp and the other end into the other lamp. And then you set fire to the middle of that string, of that wick, and the two wicks naturally separate, and you'll be left with two different wicks. Now, in this case, it does not look like you are creating a new utensil. It looks like you have two lamps, and you're lighting both of them at the same time. It is not clear that you are cutting it in half, and therefore, according to Rabbi Yehuda, since it's only forbidden midrabanon, and it's not technically creating a new utensil, in this situation, where it does not appear like you are even doing that, it would be permitted.